Are you the type of person that believes everything happens for a reason? I know a lot of people that do, and I'm here to tell you that that is not true. Things don't happen for a reason. Things happen because of reasons. And you need to stop lying to yourself. So we're going to dive right in and help you understand what these reasons are so that you can move forward and heal properly, not the way that you have been doing so far. Welcome to our Live a Legacy Network. Our intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for you, your family, and your future. What exactly is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. You can either learn them the easy way or the hard way. You decide. If you prefer the easy way, subscribe right now. So why do I say things don't happen for a reason? Well, I noticed that usually when we say things happen for a reason, we're talking about a time in the past where there was a breakup, where you lost a job, you got a divorce, you got into a car accident. Usually, when we say that, it's referring to something in the past that wasn't what we anticipated, right? It wasn't the best outcome that we wanted. And so what we do is we take that and then we wait until something happens in the future. We get a new job, we get a new boyfriend, we get a new car, whatever it is, we use that event to make up and to understand from the past that, hey, we're in a better place now. This happened for a reason, or else I wouldn't have this. Okay? It's very easy, right? If this didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. So things happen for a reason because I'm glad that I'm over here. Yes, that could be true, right? I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time, this is going to happen no matter what, right? We're going to do what we want to do, and we're going to get that new job, or we're going to go forward. You know, but this is a mindset thing. It's when we attach it to something of our past, it means that we're not really over it. So we need to go on there, here, and understand, why did I lose my job? Was it something I did? Could I have done things differently? Could I learn from that experience so that I don't make the same mistake again? Because usually it's a mistake. It's a mistake that we don't want to admit to ourselves. And we lie to ourselves and say, no, I didn't mess up. No, that couldn't have been better. That needed to happen. And it really didn't. It didn't. So stop blaming other people. Stop blaming outside circumstances. And stop making excuses as to why this happened and that something positive would have never happened had this not happened. Okay? So it's the way you're processing it in your mind. So moving forward, I believe, in my humble opinion, is to just own it. Own everything. You know, don't be a victim. If you find yourself saying, blaming other people for other things that have happened, you know, you have control. If it's something that you have control over, then you have to own it. You have to own it, accept it, learn from it. Own, accept, learn. Only then will you be able to move forward in a healthy way that you can take this new knowledge, this new experience, and bring it into your future in a positive way. Okay? So own it, learn it, and grow. Own it, learn it, and grow. This is the evolution of life, right? This is every day. We have to keep moving forward and keep growing from our past experiences. So, like I said, things don't always happen for a reason. Things happen because of reasons. So we need to understand, what were those reasons? Why did that happen? And put them under a microscope and see, is this something, you know, is this an attitude that I have? Is this something that was ingrained in me? Does this stem from my childhood? Is this a, you know, an addiction problem that I have? Am I depressed? What is it? What is it that caused this to happen? Put it under a microscope. That's the only way you're going to learn and grow so that we prevent it from happening again in the future. So take those and really, those are big learning opportunities. And when we just brush it off and put it under the rug and then we attach it to something positive, then we lose it, right? We lose the lesson. We lose it because we just attaching it to something positive, we're like, aha, that needed to happen. Things happen for a reason, because if that didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. So then we attach it to something positive so that we don't feel guilty about that mistake that we made. Okay, because trust me, 90%+ of the time, it was a mistake that you had control over, that you made. And this is your justification of that mistake. So don't do that. Don't do that. You're cheating yourself out of life learning opportunities, life learning lessons, right? The three L's, life learning lessons every day. Life is throwing us lessons. It's up to us to identify with it, to see it, to grab it, to embrace it, to digest it, learn every day from our own experiences. That is the best way you can be the best version of yourself, is examining what you did, how you did it, and why. And that is how we can move things forward and reevaluate. Was that the best way that I handled that? Why did I do that? Could I have done it differently? And you examine, right? Life is all about examining our previous actions. And that will help us to continue to grow. And then we can decide if we want to modify those actions, if we want to be a different way, if we want to talk differently, if we want to ask questions differently, whatever it is, you know the answer. So don't be afraid to have those meaningful conversations with yourself. And don't always talk to your friends about that, because most of your friends are going to agree with you, right? They're going to want to set your mind at ease. So you're going to say, things happen for a reason, because this wouldn't happen. They're like, yeah, that's for sure. You go ahead and believe that. And that's what they're saying. Yeah, you go ahead and believe that. If that's what you need to move on, you go ahead and believe that. They're being our friend. But really, if they were our friend, they would say, no, I think you need to look a little deeper in that, because I don't see the connection to this and this. But then you're going to get offended because your friend is not supporting you and they're not going along for the ride that you're telling yourself in your head of why this happened, right? So choose your friends wisely. The ones that confront you and call you out on your shit are the ones that should be around for a long time. They're gonna be like, no, I didn't see it that way. The way I saw it was, you messed up and you could have done something different, and let's talk about it. Let's help you grow. Let's help you learn. You messed up. So find those friends. Find those friends that your family, hopefully your family could at least be honest with you, right? And be straightforward with you. Or your friends, or your partner, whoever it is, that can really reveal the truth and help you see it that way. Because only then are you going to be able to truly embrace it for the lesson that it was intended to be. And that will exponentially help you grow times 100. And the compounded knowledge from that point forward, I promise you, will alter the trajectory of your life, right? That's what we're here for, is to grow and to change our lives so that we are on track to reach our destination of happiness, freedom, fulfillment, whatever it is for you. That is what my message is today. So things happen because of reasons, not always for the reason that you attach to them, okay? So whenever you catch yourself saying that, examine, why did that really happen? Did I have control of it? Could I have done something differently? Okay? Thank you very much.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments, so please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most. On your left is another video from this playlist. On the right is a popular video from a similar playlist. And you can subscribe by clicking in the middle. Now, get out there and learn something new. Remember to enjoy your day and be sure to touch people's lives in a positive way.